FM, Eye on Terrorism, exclusively on Chai FM.
A very good morning to Meira. Meira, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent, thank you. Tell us what's going on with the Syrian-Turkish situation. You know, we focus quite heavily on Israel's borders, but in fact, what's happening outside of the borders is absolutely significant.
Yes, and what's happening outside of those borders, both in the north and northwest and the south, is very, very significant to Israel. Basically, what you have is you have an alliance in the north of Syria, Turkey, Iran, and Russia. And this is not a pro-Western alliance. In fact, it is a very pro-jihadi alliance, and it is a very self-serving alliance as well, and it is a very pro-Hamas alliance. So what we saw was we had this incident 2 weekends ago up north with the drone being sent, the Iranian drone being sent. And now this weekend we have the incident from the south with rockets being sent and the explosives on the border. And I think that these things are related, and I think this is a big test for Israel from those allies.
We seem to be seeing Israel showing quite a fair amount of restraint, though. You know, this could have really escalated. An Iranian drone in Israel airspace, the shooting down of a aircraft, this really could have become already something quite significant.
Yes, that's true. And I'm sure that, you know, Israel doesn't want a full-out war on the north, and especially a full-out war on the north and the south at the same time. But at the same time, I think the response was at least measuredly heavy to show that we're not going to put up with this in Israel.
And we've certainly seen Netanyahu in Munich making it very, very clear to Iran that the country will not be tolerating this type of support.
Yeah, and there's no way that Israel can tolerate it because it's self-survival. The type of weapons that the Hezbollah in the north has access to are life-threatening to Israel. And with Iran and Turkey backing Hamas in the south, we're going to see the same thing, unfortunately, I think.
We've had a tremendous amount of incidents, and that's now unfortunately absolutely common knowledge that Syria has used chemical warfare on its own people. Is Israel concerned that this could get, that these weapons are still available and could land up in the wrong hands?
I am sure Israel is concerned about that. In fact, the latest reports that I saw yesterday was that Turkey, which has, your listeners are aware, that Turkey has been making a significant incursion into the Kurdish-held areas of Syria. And this is a complete political move. Turkey is really, really threatened by the Kurds there. Mm-hmm. And these are American-backed troops. So we just heard reports that Turkey had used chemical weapons against Kurdish civilians in those areas yesterday, too. So I am sure that any weapons that these state actors have access to, that they will all be a threat to Israel.
You're saying that Turkey used chemical warfare?
So this is what the reports were yesterday, and of course, Turkey denied it. The United States is playing it very, very low.
We
saw and it didn't happen.
Because I'm certainly not seeing it across most U.S. News agencies.
Right. I think that America wants to play this down, and I'm not exactly sure why America wants to play it down. America has been very, very low-key with all the aggressions of Turkey against it. Mm. Turkey basically declared a crusade against America, and in jihadi talk, that means war. So, you know, they're attacking these American-backed troops. They're saying that they will attack the Americans there. And America still has a lot of interest in Turkey. So it could be that America is playing it very, very cool as they're quietly taking their troops and their bases out of Turkey. That would be the best case scenario. And the worst case scenario is that America is going to roll over and let Turkey do what it wants because Turkey is, you know, still a NATO ally and America probably feels like it needs Turkey. Let's hope that's not the case.
Yeah, well, we have seen Turkey, it almost flip-flops in its support. It doesn't quite know where its own identity, because, as you say, part of NATO, wanting to become part of the EU, but at the same time becoming more and more radicalized in its language and its approach to freedom of the press, in its approach to the Kurds. So we're seeing almost this internal conflict happening within Turkey itself.
Yeah, I don't believe that it's an internal conflict unless it's a conflict with the people. The people may want a more secular Turkey. But certainly with Erdogan, this has been his long-term project, to turn Turkey into an Islamist state ruled by Sharia law since he took over. If you look at his history, in fact, he was imprisoned for this. If you look at his history when he was the mayor of Istanbul, he was already talking about jihad and how the mosques were our bayonets, and this is his project, and he has just become more bold and more bold and more bold over the years in instituting that project. And Turkey has become more and more a totalitarian state with all of the arrests after the coup. I think that was the was his, you know, that was his green light, that
absolutely.
He could just
that
kosher,
that made it kosher, absolutely.
Yeah, so Turkey, I think Turkey is the most dangerous state actor. Why? Because there is this perception of Turkey that it is a Western country and it still wants to keep Western alliances and things like that. And I think that it's a big ruse.
We also seem to have, and I'm always very, very confused by the Russian situation. We know that Russia has supported all the wrong people, but on the other hand, Israel and Russia seem to have a very reasonable relationship in some areas, yet Russia seems almost openly to be supporting Israel's enemies. What game are they playing with this?
That is a very, very good question. So that is true that Russia is supporting all of Israel's enemies, and yet I think that Netanyahu has played it as well as anyone could play it in trying to have certain limitations about what Russia is going to do, you know, in terms of Israel and what Israel can do in terms of the pushback. So it's a very concerning thing. One thing we know about Putin is that Putin is out for himself. Putin is out for Russia. Putin is a former KGB head, and as they say about the KGB, you never leave the KGB.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the Russia of today, the Russia run by Putin. And, you know, I wouldn't trust him any farther than I could spit. That's what we say.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely right. Do you think that there's going to be some kind of recognition as to the dangerous military game that Turkey is playing? Just to go back to that, or is the fact that everybody's got an agenda with regard to Turkey going to keep this out of mainstream media for a while?
I think certainly the United States, you know, playing down this latest accusations of Turkey using chemical warfare, like you said, it wasn't in the newspapers at all, from what I see. We at Clarion Project, we have a Arabic expert, and so he's checking the Arabic media, and that's actually where I found out about it. And then once I started Googling around, okay, I saw that English-speaking news agencies had reported it, but it certainly wasn't making headlines, and that's concerning. We don't want the United States just to be rolling over and let Turkey have its way.
Absolutely right. And so very, very interesting that it just some of these stories just don't catch anybody's attention. And unless we see photos of individual suffering children, I don't know, maybe that, in fact, that doesn't even work. You know, when we look at the horror of what's happened in Syria over the last couple of years and the hundreds of thousands of people that have lost their lives while the world really largely stood by and did absolutely nothing, it's really, I guess, no surprise that if Turkey is using chemical warfare on the Kurds, that no one's going to take very much notice at all.
Yes, I agree. You're absolutely right. And it's a very sad situation that they are so terribly threatened by the Kurds. You know, with Kurdish independence, the Kurds also control oil-rich areas. Mm-hmm. And they are really the Kurds are allies of the West. So all of those factors contribute to the fact that Turkey really doesn't want to see the Kurds there. That is the biggest block to Turkey's grandiose plans to recreate the Ottoman Empire and expand, you know, into Syria, into Iraq, and the Kurds are holding those areas on the Turkish border.
Absolutely frightening. Before I let you go, the relationship between Israel and Turkey, we know obviously after the Flotilla incident took a terrible turn. It kind of came back because of really commercial interests. Where is it today?
I'm not exactly sure. I would think that there are a lot of still commercial ties, but I can't imagine that it's anything but frosty.
And, of course, it was a great holiday destination, vacation destination for Israelis. There was really a tremendous amount of trade in all sorts of areas that it really does make it a pity that this relationship is what it is. But unfortunately, with the leadership and with the strategy and philosophy of leadership in Turkey, I can't see it going in any positive direction, certainly.
Right. There have been a lot of boycotts in Israel, with some major retailers refusing to buy Turkish goods after that incident. Mm, you saw all the holiday packages. Not very many people go to Turkey anymore. It's really changed the whole relationship, as well it should, because Turkey is no friend of Israel, and Turkey is one of the biggest sponsors of Hamas.
Incredible. Unfortunately, there we do have to leave it. Meira, thank you for taking the time to speak to us. That is Meira Svirsky from the Clarion Project, updating us as to what is going on. A very, very, very complex situation indeed. And I think so complex that most of us don't spend much time trying to even understand it. The situation in Syria, there where we have this incredible proxy war between Iran, with participants being Iran, Russia, Turkey, and the United States. Very, very concerning and very, very significant indeed. It's about to go 8:30. Here's your news headlines.